Hello everyone, and welcome to another Windows 7 webcast on Channel 9. Finally, we can talk about some of Windows 7 cool features and show developers what Windows 7 is all about. With me today, Nicholas and Ryan. And Nicholas is a little sick, so first of all, thank you, Nicholas, for having this interview. Please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm the sick guy. I'm Nicholas. Hi, guys. Hope you're doing well. Well, I'm a developer lead at Microsoft. I've been at Microsoft for about a year and a half, maybe a bit more. And I work on the past year on Windows 7, and in particular, bringing the Ribbon capabilities to the platform.
Cool. Ryan?
Okay. And hello, everyone. I'm Ryan Demopoulos. I'm a program manager here at Microsoft. I've been here just a little bit less than when Nicholas has been here, about a year and a half or so. And I'm one of several program managers that's working on the Windows Scenic Ribbon as well.
Okay. So thank you, guys. Today we are going to talk about Windows 7 Scenic Ribbon, or in short, Windows Ribbon. So what is the Windows Ribbon?
Well, the Windows Ribbon is, I guess, what you'd think it would be. It's basically taking the ribbon that debuted in Office 2007 as part of Office's Fluent UI technology, and we brought it to Windows so that basically any application that is targeting one of the supported Windows operating systems can use it. One of the reasons, actually, that we brought the ribbon to Windows is because a lot of the developers who will be seeing this video, they them and their companies really strongly requested that we bring a public ribbon platform to Windows. So
interesting. So how does it look like?
Well, right now you have the new MS Paint that will be available in Windows 7 running the screen. And so, you might notice two things. First thing is that, well, whoa, Paint looks much better than it used to,
this,
right?
This is Paint?
This is Paint.
It looks like a lot better.
Yes. I think it was quite a few versions in Windows since we updated Paint, and we eventually did it. And just adding a ribbon to it make it look much, much better. The second thing you might notice is that, well, it still looks like a ribbon. We didn't completely change the concept that Office introduced with Office 2007. Though we updated the look a little bit in order to make it feel part of Windows. Functionality-wise, it is all similar functionality that you may have seen. So when you resize the ribbon, different functionality collapse or resize. You have different functionalities such as fancy drop-down, galleries, tabs, application menus, quick access toolbar, and so on.
Yeah, another thing that we did too is we reduced some of the visual lines in the user interface. So you'll see that between the chunks or groups, there's a single line, but you don't see as many of the lines surrounding those chunks. The text in the chunks themselves is a little bit lighter shade, so it actually promotes some of the commands in the ribbon a little bit more vibrantly.
Cool. Can you like just play, for example, with the tools?
Sure. So right now I'm the pencil guy. So brush. So
this is a gallery, what we're looking right now?
This is a gallery, so a gallery is a kind of control that you can customize a little bit as you want. So you can put some bitmaps and handle bitmaps differently. So this is the brush that I just selected. Then I have shape. Let's make a star. Here it is. Then I have size. I'm not sure it will affect. Yes, it does. And right now what you can see, it's actually one of the functionality that the ribbon brings.
So that's live preview. Sorry, that's live preview, right?
This is what we call live preview, yeah. Another one specific to the ribbon is what we call contextual tab, meaning some functionality that appears only depending what is the current action that the end user is performing. So right now I'm about to add some text, and automatically a new tab is available to the end user with some new functionalities. And all these functionalities are dedicated to what I can now do in this text area. So for example, I can change the font, change the size of the font. So let's type something. Hello. Make it bold. Oh, maybe I probably need to select it. Make it bold, etc. And as soon as I'm done playing with this tool, the contextual tab goes away. So that is one of the functionalities that behind the reason that Office created the ribbon for. They really wanted to reorganize the way commanding were being displayed to the end user. And the reason is that in Office, it's a fairly large application, and you deal with like 1,000 different commands, maybe in one application like Word. And what was happening is end user had hard time to figure out where the different commands were. So with time, it was unlikely that there would be less command in Word. It was actually more likely than more command would be added. So it was important to come with a new UI paradigm in order to reorganize this command so end user could still find them in an easy fashion. Though what you need to realize is that reorganizing command is not the only reason why you might want to have a ribbon in an application. One of the other reasons is some of the functionality that I was showing, like having live preview when you use some tools, which is a new UI concept. Meaning like before, let me show you that again. And the third reason, and it is probably why a lot of developers out there in the community might be very interested into adding a ribbon to their application, is, well, it's a way to refresh the look of an application. And I guess that later in the interview we'll look into that but and compare how two applications look like. But just adding a ribbon without adding any new functionality can really like change completely the look and feel that an application has, and really revigorate the excitation that some end user might have about a particular application.
Yes, I agree. And this really looks fantastic. So I'm a little bit confused. Microsoft have a few ribbon technologies, like the Office that you mentioned. MFC has a ribbon in Visual Studio 2008 with SP1. WPF is working on a ribbon, and now we have Windows Native Ribbon. So what is the story with Microsoft and ribbons?
Well, what you have to realize is that, first, that there is a common effort across all these different technologies in order to provide the ribbon experience to a set of developers. What is a fact today is that well, there is different type of developers and they have various needs, and we need to provide a solution for all these different developers. So having only one ribbon platform, let's say the Windows ribbon, was not enough. It could have worked out, but it means that some particular class of developers, like managed developer, would have had a poor ribbon experience. So it was important that, as Microsoft, we provide an experience to all these different set of developers. And today, there's three main kind of developers who are making UI. One is managed developer who use managed code. And there's several technologies there. We can talk about that. There's MFC, and there's pure Win32 developers. So Microsoft has a solution for these three type of developers. Actually, I can show a slide about that. Yeah, we prepared the slide.
In advance.
In advance.
Marvelous technology.
Here it is. Hopefully you can see.
Yeah, so this slide outlines our, that should probably say public ribbon strategy. As Nicholas was saying, the ribbon really is an experience. So it's not necessarily bound to any particular technology in the same way that, let's say, menus and toolbars wouldn't be bound to a particular technology. So we've provided the ribbon experience through these three different technologies. WPF has just announced, I guess, by the time this video is posted, that they're going to be bringing a ribbon. MFC's ribbon has already been released. It's available with Visual Studio 2008 SP1. And of course, we've just recently announced ours as well. And the targets for these ribbons, as Nicholas was mentioning, we have managed developers. Most managed developers, anyone who's comfortable with working with WPF or interested in working with WPF, would certainly be interested in the WPF ribbon. Our ribbon is very much targeting the native developer, and MFC's ribbon is really targeting MFC developers. So between those three ribbons, our goal was really to bring that ribbon experience to pretty much any developer out there who ultimately wants to add it to their application.
Okay, so I see there on the Scenic ribbon that there is Vista or newer. So this means that ribbon will be down-leveled for a Vista application as well?
Yeah, when we go live with Windows 7, when Windows 7 ships, we're also going to be making the ribbon available on Vista so that applications can target both of those operating systems.
Okay, really? That's cool. Nicholas, can you please elaborate a little about the ribbon architecture and how does the ribbon work behind the scenes?
Sure. It's fairly simple, actually. Maybe first we should talk about the API, just how it looks like, the decision that we made. And it's C++ based, since we are targeting native developers. And a decision that we made fairly early is to make use of a markup. There is a few reasons why we decided to make use of a markup. One is, well, it's just simpler to describe UI through markup than through code. So it makes it very, very easy. We'll show some markup later, imagine. The other reason is we wanted to provide an authoring path that would benefit developers who offer a ribbon. And today, for example, one of the pain points to offer some UI for Windows using Win32 platform is very powerful, but it's also very challenging because a lot of it needs to be done through code. And what that means is that C++ developers need to be involved to do a lot of what I would say the nitty-gritty works. Meaning, well, if the shape of a control needs to be changed or moved or removed, sometimes can be even, well, we want to change the icon of a controls. What happens fairly often is the developers, the C++ guy, end up doing this work and repiping all the correct mechanism behind it to make sure everything works. And we wanted to try to prevent that as much as possible in the Windows Scenic ribbon. So what we decided to do is to separate what we call the organization of the different features and command of the ribbon from any handling of the different events that are happening. So if you are familiar with the model view controller terminology, we were a very strong believer into implementing a similar approach, meaning we wanted to have a clear distinction between the model, which is really the business logic of the application, which is like something we do not own, the view, which is, hey, here how I'm going to organize all my different commands, and that is done in markup. And the controller, which is, how do I connect these two? And this is really the only thing that you need to do in code, in C++. Meaning that actually most of the work which is behind authoring a ribbon is going to be done in markup, and very little in C++.
Okay, can we see a little bit of the markup?
Sure. One important point I want to make before we go in a bit more details about the markup is the markup I'm going to show right now is what is in the PDC build of the ribbon, and that is updated already in the beta build of the ribbon and so in the RTM build of the ribbon. The approach is still the same, but we cleaned up a lot the markup in the latest version, so something might still look a little bit not maybe as simple as you might expect, though it's very simple, but it's actually all cleaned up in the latest version. So let's look at how it looks like. Here what we are doing, we are just describing the different tabs and commands that we want to use in a ribbon. And as you can see, it's very simple, actually. We just, hey, I have a ribbon, I have some tabs, and in this particular example, we have one tab, it's going to be the home tab, and inside it, we are describing one chunk. So the chunk, this is this group of commands that you can have several one into one tab. This is a clipboard chunk, and inside it, we define four commands. One is paste, cut, copy, select all, what you would expect. And that's it. That defines a tab. So now we also need to define what these commands are. For example, well, tooltips, icons, description, labels, all this kind of information. And all that is also done in markup. So for example, here at the top, let's look at the copy one. We have the copy commands defined here. And there are a few things that are interesting. First one is, well, we define a tooltip. We define an image for it. And that is actually even simpler to do in the latest version of the markup. And here is all we define for this example, but you could define more, like if the command could be represented into a large control or small control, you could add several image sizes, etc. The only other thing which is interesting to look at is the ID. The ID is the value that we'll be using to connect this command in C++, meaning when there is an event which is happening, for example, hey, copy is invoked, this is the value that you will be called back with to know that copy is invoked. Something very interesting to know, by the way, is as we were saying earlier, is that we work like the ribbon got developed across different technologies, and what was important, if we wanted to do so, is whatever API is available for each technology segment, whatever the API is, it was important that it looks familiar across the different technologies. And one of the things that we worked very hard at is making sure that whatever markup language that we have is going to be the same or very close to be the same with the other technologies that will be using a markup in order to provide a ribbon. And one of them is WPF. So actually, for people who are familiar with XAML syntax, when I was showing the markup, some people might have noticed, oh, it looks a little bit XAML-like. Well, the main reason is we wanted to have pretty much the same markup than WPF. And so one of the decisions we made was to adopt the XAML syntax. And then we worked very closely, both teams, trying to make sure that all the different attributes and nodes that were available, different objects, would be the same. There are a few differences. We can talk about that later. No, I don't know. But the main structure and even the names.
So now that we have covered the markup, how does it translate into code? Can you show us a little bit some code example?
Sure. Actually, I'm going to do better than that.
Oh, surprise.
You are not expecting that much from me.
No. And you're sick.
Yeah,
can't wait to...
What I'm going to do, I'm going to go through the demo that I have been using at PDC, and because it's a good demo to understand what you need to do in order to, what code you need to write in order to add a ribbon to your application. So let's do the same thing. So the application that we are going to work with is HTML Edit, which is an application which is available in the Windows SDK. Right now, I'm just compiling the unmodified version of HTML Edit. So you can see how it looks like today. So
hey, that looks pretty boring.
Yeah, but this is pretty much how a lot of Windows UI looks like today. And it brings HTML authoring capabilities. So for example, hey, I want bigger text here, and I want change of font. Did it change of font? Yeah, change the font, bold, etc., add an image, etc., right? So what we are going to do now is add a ribbon to this application. So yeah.
We're going to give it a radical facelift here, a super beautification.
So the first thing we need to do is to initialize some the piping, let's call it this way, between... the ribbon and your application. I'm not going to spend too much time here. I'm just going to show the basic. I'm going to use some macro to type faster. So it's not the right macro set. Here it is. So what we really want to write is or initialization function and destroy a function. So init ribbon and destroy ribbon. So there is only really three things you will need to do in order to add a ribbon to your application and have it displayed. One, you need to instantiate the platform. So we are com-based, so you have to initialize us using Concrete Instance. You will get a high UI framework pointer back, and IUI framework is fairly simple interface. There is a couple of functions that you're interested on it. One is initialize. And what we want to give to initialize is, A, what window do we want to add a ribbon to? And also, so I'm just adding some line modify. What... window do we want to add a ribbon to? So that is going to be an HRIN. And we need to provide a callback object where we are going to receive various events. The callback object, it's an object that the application needs to implement. It's the application. It's fairly simple. We just need to implement one interface called IUI application. And there is like three functions into it. Onview change, onCreate UI command, onDestroy UI command. We'll get back to that later. Okay, so we call initialized. So it's one function. And the next one we want to do is load the markup that we just authored. So that is done through load UI. So we say, hey, load the UI and load it from a resource. We can implement destroy ribbon, nothing very interesting. And we'll also get the ribbon height that we get from onView change, let's not go in detail here, it's very simple. We have a callback that lets us know, hey, here's the height of the ribbon. The reason we want to do so is because the application we need to lay out itself in order to leave some room for the ribbon. Like it does today with toolbar or anything you do. Okay, so this is pretty much a code you will have to write. Now all we need to do is to call init ribbon and destroy ribbon from our current application code. Let's do that here. And get ribbon height. So that will enable us to relay out ourselves, init ribbon and destroy ribbon. And this is it. We are done. So what is nice that so far I did not modify that much code into my existing application. I was able to just, hey, create all the initialization of the ribbon on the side and just call into it from my existing code. So I'm compiling. It's done. Let's launch it. And it is. We have, this is HTML edit. We just replay the menu and the toolbar with a ribbon, with a markup that we looked at early on that had four commands and a clipboard chunk. And here they are. And it's fully functional. So the ribbon disappears when I'm too small. And we have empty application menu, but already a few mechanisms are working. I can add my command to the quick access toolbar, etc. Though there is something which is not working right now is that all these commands do nothing right now. And the reason is because we didn't implement all the event handling aspect. Something that...
Well, this looks very easy and very nice, mm-hmm. comfortable way to actually add a ribbon to your application. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So can we see the end result?
Sure. So if you were to continue adding more commands in markup, pretty much all the work is done in markups once you initialize the ribbon. I need to compile. So if you were to continue adding more commands, with pretty much no or little C++ code to add, we can have pretty functional ribbon. So here's HTML edit with a ribbon. And it looks pretty cool. As you can see, it's a nice refresh of the application. And it's fully functional, so I can do what I did earlier, and I can open the like an HTML file, and one of the difference now that we have a ribbon that we couldn't do before is, well, now we have all this nice functionality like live preview working. Here it is, so let's change the font or let's change the size. Here it is, it's working, let's change the color. Well, that's working. And it's all functional. And that was fairly simple to do.
So what does it take as far as in respect of code to actually do that?
Not that much. It's probably like 100 lines of code. I can show you very fast. I can scroll through the code. Most, like it's what we did a bit before, implementing various mechanisms and responding to events. So what is it right now is... I cannot see the line number because it's below.
Can we see the code itself? Can we see? Let's go to the.
Right now I have 179 line.
Let's see the switch.
Oh, sure. So let's look at this one. So here's execute, for example. So that is really the code which is going to be called each time the end user performs an action with a command. And right now, forget this for 1 second. I'll get back to that. Everything pretty much just go to send message. Meaning, like, I didn't write any special code. Each time I receive an execute call, all I do is transfer it to my existing application. So it's pretty nice because, hey, I don't have to revamp my commanding infrastructure. All I do, I connect the two, my existing one with the... ribbon one is pretty much one line of code, and it's working. And then I just keep adding some command in markup, and everything works.
Actually, there's an interesting story that goes along with this too. So when we put this API together, we gave this to a WordPad developer, as was announced at PDC. WordPad has a ribbon as well, and we didn't show it here. And so we were all very eager to find out, you know, how easy is it to work with our API and to work with the markup that we've put together. And this was, of course, very early in the cycle too, and we've had a chance to even improve upon it since then. And we were shocked and also pleasantly delighted when the WordPad developer basically had converted WordPad into, you know, a ribbon-based WordPad, all in, what was it, like a day? Maybe slightly more than a day? Without all the documentation and things that came later, he was able to just take the API that we put together, run with it. So I think that was like one of my first moments at Microsoft when I was really, you know, pleased at all the work that the team and Nicholas's developers had done to put together this API in such a great way. So,
so something important to realize is we think that it's fairly easy to code it. There will be always an edge case scenario where an application is doing something so particular that they won't be able to do it in one day.
Sure.
I don't want people to believe, oh my God, it's one day for any kind of application. There will be always some specific scenario where it's going to be a bit more involved for X reason, I don't know. But what we think we did fairly well is the 80% of your application around is most likely very common what you are doing. So you will benefit to all these mechanisms that make it super easy.
Wow, that's really exciting. You have managed to simplify C++ development and make sure it will be easy to embed the ribbon into your application. Thank you very much.
High five.
Yay. So here is one curve one. One last question. Mm-hmm. What is the ribbon story for managed code developers? I mean, we have, if I have an existing WinForm application, mm-hmm. and I don't want to move to WPF yet, or I'm planning to on my next version, but for now, I still need to do something. So where does it leave me with?
Well, so something that was important to us was that even if we target native developers, that if manage developers wants to use us, that is still fairly simple for this person to do so. So it's going to be a bit less straightforward because the API is C++, but it's actually not that complicated. And for WinForms in particular, because WinForms is HWin based, it's a wrapper on Win32, it might actually make sense to use the Windows Scenic Ribbon, because we are also HWin-based, in order to simplify the integration into the layout of a WinForm application. So the way you will do it is pretty much like with any other COM API. You will use Interop to do that. And because we kept the surface of the API fairly small. I mean, there's less than, I don't know, maybe 6 interfaces, and there's mainly 3 that you really need to worry about. There's like 3 or 4 functions for each. So, and what we made sure is that whatever, the way we architected our different interfaces was to make it easy, actually, to use from managed code. So we didn't use some complicated structure that wouldn't be usable for managed code. And we tried to make sure that whatever we use is also easy to use for managed code. And interestingly enough, actually, internally, to make sure that it is the case, we wrote a managed application with using the Windows Scenic Ribbon in order to bring a ribbon to its UI. And it was fairly easy to do so. There was a few difficulties, and I think we will address them by the time we're RTM.
This is really exciting. I'm looking forward for future deep dive sessions that we're going to have about the ribbon and stuff. Thank you, Nicholas. Thank you, Ryan. Any closing statement?
Sure. I guess the first thing I want to say is we're absolutely really excited that we're finally getting the ribbon out of the door. We've been able to announce it publicly. I mean, we've had the lid on it for a while, and now that we're announcing it, I think everyone on the team is just really excited that we can tell our friends and family and all the developers out there that, hey, this is what we've been working on, and it's out there for you. You know, you asked for it, and here it is. And then I'd just like to reiterate what Nicholas was saying earlier, that the ribbon can really bring a lot of excitement to an application, other than some of the, you know, more functional aspects of it, where it can improve discoverability. It provides you different spots to put your features so that they can be revealed only at the right time or in a certain context. All those neat little aspects that Office added to it. There's a lot of, you could call them the intangible benefits, where Office did over 10,000 hours of usability testing, and users, they kicked off big surveys. Users found it more fun to use. I think the statistic was like 85 or 88% of users said it provided a fun experience. It was easy to learn. It allowed them to accomplish the things that they wanted to do in a quicker and more predictable way. All of those great benefits are something that now any application that wants to run on Windows can take advantage of. So we're pretty excited about it.
Yes, it looks very exciting.
Yeah.
I want to thank you both again. Thank you very much for this.
Thank you. Cool.